Good morning. We are up to Parakei Mishnah Peya. Sorry, Parakei Mesechus Peya. We are up to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah states, Hamoicher es Sadeyu, Hamoicher Mutter Valakeach Aser. We've been mentioning up until now that when somebody owns a field, regardless of what his level of income is or his assets, he's not allowed to take the matanos aniyim from his own field. If he owns the field, even if he himself qualifies as an ani, nevertheless, he's not allowed to take the leket, shikha, or peya, or maestro ani from his own field. So this mishnah discusses a case where a person sold his field. He sold it, both he is an ani, and the person who bought the field is an ani as well. So one may ask, how did he buy the field? So he took out a mortgage. But he borrowed the money, whatever it was, he made arrangements, he was able to purchase the field. So now the halacha changes. One who sold it no longer has possession over the field, doesn't own it anymore. And he's therefore mutter, hamocher, the person who sold the mutter, he's allowed to collect like a chicken payer from the field, but lokeach, the person who bought it, cannot take like a chicken payer from it because now he is the owner. Mishnah continues discussing what happens when someone owns a field. There are certain restrictions that apply that will ensure that he will not reserve the matnas aniyim for certain people and thereby withhold others from getting it. Mishnah writes, "Lo yiskar adam es hapoyalim amanas shilakit b'no acharav." A person cannot hire somebody, and in the contract of hiring this individual, he says, "I'm hiring you to work the field, and whatever job you'll have to either cut, to harvest it, or to whatever other work it is, and can't tell you, I'm hiring you, and I'm going to throw into the contract that you are going to be the one who will collect all the matnas aniyim. Because that, in turn, is making the other aniyim from the community lose out, because he's not allowing them to get the matnas aniyim from the leket shechem pay from the field. The Mishnah continues, somebody does not allow aniyim to collect. Now, it seems like this is basically just a header. It's a header to the Mishnah, what it's going to say. This is the category of someone who does not allow aniyim to collect the matnas aniyim. The Mishnah gives a couple examples. Oh, shuhum aniyach es echad, v'echad lo. He opens up the door for one ani, but it keeps the door shut, and thereby not allowing another ani to get in. So he's picking and choosing his favorite aniyim. Oh, shuma sayes es echad mehem. He helps out one person. One person comes in, and he gives him a hand. He helps him gather together the matnas aniyim, the leket, the shikta, and the peya. Harezeh gozos aniyim. He's a thief. He is stealing from the aniyim, because he doesn't have any ownership over the leket, shikta, and peya. He does not have any ownership of what's left in this field. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the aniyim. So he has no right to choose which aniyim can get it. And if he does indeed give a preference to one ani over the next, then he is a thief. Alzanemar, on this it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Altasi Gvul Olim, person should not intrude upon the boundaries of those who come up. And we're using the word Olim to mean those who come up to gather the matnas aniyim. Mishnah Zion continues to Omer, Sheshaku Palim, Lo Shaku Bailim, Lo Shaku Balabayas. Shaku balabayis lo shakuhu palim. Now let's just give a little introduction to this Mishnah. We're changing gears a little bit. We're now going to be talking about shikha. Shikha is when you leave some of the bundles, some of the stalks behind. After you cut everything down, you made everything into piles, and after you gathered everything to put it in, you mistakenly forgot some of it behind in the field. It's interesting. I believe this is the only mitzvah that a person is mekayim this mitzvah by forgetting things. Every other mitzvah needs to be done through remembering it, adhering to the mitzvah, paying attention to it, having kavanah for the mitzvah. This is the only mitzvah that a person is only properly mekayim the mitzvah if he absolutely forgot about something. So that it's entirely out of his hands to be mekayim this mitzvah. He has to actually forget it there. If he didn't forget it there, he's not. It does not have the din of shikha. And therefore the Mishnah says, it has to really be forgotten. And if, ha'omer, shashakhu, ha'po'alim, lo shakhu balabayis. If the workers forgot some of the wheat in the field, but the owner of the field did not forget. He knows it's there. Or another case, shakhu balabayis, the owner of the field forgot about it, lo shakhu palim. The workers know it's there. In other words, they gathered some and they knew. They have to come back and get the rest. Or another case, amdu aniyim befanav. The poor people from the community set up a little bit of a trap where they stood in front of the owner of the field to help him forget about the stalks that he left behind. Oh, shechipuhu bekash. They covered it in straw so he would think that he gathered it in, but indeed he didn't. In other words, they fooled him. In any of those cases, those do not have the din of shikha, because shikha has to be that the person actually forgot about what he left there. It can't be that someone caused him to forget. It can't be that somebody else remembered about it. It has to be completely forgotten about. We'll stop here at Mishnah Ches.